sorry, we have lost the picture portion of our pitch mission. However, we will continue with the sound.
We'll walk on down a little bit.
This is how we do it, man. 24 hours, 7 days a week, man. You know what I mean? You know, this still me. Hey, boy, they say that boy Frank J got murdered up here. I can't have been seen land on the ground. The J Frank, tall friend. Need a cut of some nigga on me, no. Yeah, light-skinned friend. Young stabbed nigga. They want them arteries. Yeah, right there. Right down the middle of the street, and there's so much blood on the wall. The police say somebody gonna have to dip. We just trying to see what they gonna do. Yeah, we just look. No, they ain't not yet. Until they say something, then we gonna dip. We just looking just like that. Yeah, man, we gotta see what's up. Frank was a good friend.
He's like, all that blood, what? All that red shit on the ground.
On the wall right now. Yeah, he finna go.
Even.
Look at his shirt. He look like he been fighting. Like, shirt been real. Them Lewis old man, they ain't taking out no handcuff.
No, they might have just snatched the shit out of him.
There wasn't nobody around here but them. They look for the knife now.
Yellow spotty.
You see that? That? Yeah, that's blood from all the way down now. Yeah, boy, that's blood. I wouldn't tell you no lie, boy. That nigga just got killed. Frank. They go to another. Yeah, it might be official. It might be official. Frank done kicked the bucket on these folks. Like I say, man, it's just a regular day, you know what I mean? In the hood, you know what I mean? NJ got killed, that ain't that. Everybody finna got them, you know what I mean? Back to your regular scheduled program, you know what I mean? It don't matter, though. We walk on down a little bit. You know what I mean? By the liquor store, by the corner. So the spot my brother got killed there. You know, like, when a motherfucker die, or when your home members, a team member, you get them some bells, or you get them some goddamn, some flowers or something, you know what I mean? You put right there. Just remember the spot, you know what I mean? Yeah, Frank put up. This my brother right here. His name was Snow. R.I.P. Snow. He got killed right here on that cone. He got shot right there. He came right here, but he ain't died right here. Goddamn, he got shot 3 times. He fucked around and made it to the hospital, you know, and everything. But when they put that medicine, all that shit in him, that made him die. You know what I mean? But that same thing, he probably would have fooled through, but you know, God got the answer to everything. But yeah, he died right here. Yeah, we put the flowers and all that out there every year. Oh, goddamn, that was my real brother, Antonio James Snow. My script right here. I bought this script for 20 straight years, man. From right here, this is where it all began. When my granddad stayed at first. You know what I mean? When I first got introduced to James Petey, when I first ever came to the bluff, this is where I was right here. My first shooting was right here in front of this door. Had nigga try to rob me and my brother named Snow. I never get Snow. I had a 22 with 2 bullets in it. Nigga came right, we ran. He robbed my brother right there. They had the car park right here. He ran out driving my brother like, shoot him. I was fool. Shot the thing like, bow. I tried my best to hit him, but miss him, but the nigga know that I never tried it again. And then, boy, I got my right then, like this one here, bro, something, motherfucker, know not to fuck me no more. After then, it was straight, really ruckus with me, but at the same time, I grew old and went to jail a couple times. Right here is where my baby mama got killed. Her name was Tashiba Matthews, a nigga shot her, hating, you know what I mean, because of some bullshit. And the nigga was just geeked up, had them been woke 3-4 days, tripping, like that.
This is you, TV, for you, the viewer.
He started sniffing that gasoline lighter for when we were shining. And we couldn't do nothing with him.
Well, I've got brain damage on the side of my brain, and I don't know what side, left or right, where I'd huff gasoline for 10 long years.
The story was that he'd huff so much gasoline that he could tell high test from regular just by the scent.
It'd eat a hole out my brain. And the doctor told my wife when they come to get me out of the hospital, mental institution, he said, I'm gonna tell you, his brain cell is eat up like a pile of cigarette ashes, but I don't know which cell it is in my head.
This man has a lot of issues. You know, he's lost many people that he's loved in his life. He's had a history of depression. He's depressed to this day.
It's like when I laugh, sometimes it's faking. When I'm really sad, I'm trying to do goofy, crazy stuff. I've doctored myself for a long, long time.
If Jessica Wade ain't high on drugs, you can't stand to be around me.
I like to get really fucked up, you know, plumb out the frame, but I can still throw myself. I just like to dance and have a good time. If somebody fucks with me the wrong way, then I'm all to pieces. You know, I can't control it then.
He can be looking at you, be happy 1 minute, and snap the next, ready to fucking blow your brains out.
My family now get a tattoo of those people to like.
believe we are done.
Check the back out. See how you like it. When I'm in my Elvis mood, I'm in a good mood. I'm getting plastered, ripped out of the frame, and I'm singing, having a good time for everybody, and letting the good times roll, and everybody's happy, and everybody loves it. When I see you laugh, it makes me happy. And then when I'm mad, I feel like I am Charles Manson. I can't stop killing you. I'd enjoy killing people. Cutting them up, shooting them, whatever. It wouldn't make no difference, because then I would have nothing to lose anyway. Yeah. It's like your dad killing the dead.
Come on, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Who got a lighter? Who got a lighter? Who got a lighter? Who got a cigarette lighter? Yeah, everything good, everything good. Yeah, goddamn, see what's up. We should hear everybody goddamn. Get they shot, this shit. Count up what we got. Everything's up. Who got a lighter? Lighter, lighter. How much time is light?
1 ounce, 2 ounces, 3 ounces, 6 ounces, 7 ounces, 8 ounces, 9 ounces, 10 ounces. 10 ounces and a couple bags, you know, something nice. And for something for the personal use. You know what I mean? Yeah, that was great right there.
I'm Jess Kawhite, the Dancing Outlaw. We're gonna give you some picking and clicking down on Main Street.
This is my daddy's original horseshoe that came off in his shoes after he got killed.
Walk on down a little bit.
That's how we do it, man. 24 hours, 7 days a week, man. You know what I mean?
Defining progress, I think it's very important to make a distinction between good progress and bad progress. I mean, things progress in the sense that they change. Both in nature and in human society, there appears to be a clear trend towards increasing complexity as change proceeds. We tend to delude ourselves that these changes always result in improvements. From the human point of view.
Here we go.
Pump up the volume.
Activate dance mode countdown.
In defining progress, I think it's very important to make a distinction between good progress and bad progress. I mean, things progress in the sense that they change, both in nature and in human society. There appears to be a clear trend towards increasing complexity as change proceeds. We tend to delude ourselves that these changes always result in improvements from the human point of view. We're now reaching a point at which technological progress and the increase in our economies and our numbers threaten the very existence of humanity.
We copy.